Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
The National Union of Metal Workers, NUMSA, will strike at ArcelorMittal from today to protest job cuts at the Funderbijl plant. South Africa's biggest steel producer will cut 107 jobs at the plant after reporting a loss of 1.1 billion rand in the 6 months to June. An annual carbon emissions tracking report says emissions from fossil fuels are heading for a record in 2024, further jeopardizing the prospect of meeting the goals set by the 2015 Paris Agreement to limit global warming to below 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Emissions rose to 37.4 billion metric tons, led by gas, then oil and coal. And Elon Musk's no-holds-barred support for Donald Trump has been rewarded in more ways than one. Shares in Tesla have surged 31% since the election, adding $250 billion to the carmaker's value. Earlier in the week, Trump named Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy to head a new government department called the Department of Efficiency, tasked with completing a financial and performance audit of the U.S. federal government. On the markets, the industrial counter, led by Bidcorp, down 2%, dragged the JSE into the red. The all share in the top 40 down 0.5% to 88,803 and 75,762, respectively. Wall Street drifting lower as inflation numbers kept Fed rate cuts alive. The Dow up 0.1%, the S&P 500 flat, and the Nasdaq down 0.33%. London's FTSE closed the session flat. Asian markets still unsettled, with Tokyo up 0.1%, Hong Kong down 0.2%, and Sydney up 0.25%. The rand continues to lose ground against the dollar, along with the basket of currencies. It's now 18.27 to the greenback, 23.19 to pound sterling, and 19.28 to the euro. The euro softer at 105.53 to the greenback. Gold is at $2,563. Platinum at $941, Bitcoin at $89,943, and a barrel of Brent crude, $72.16.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.